Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Story of the World, Vol. 1 Ancient Times, by Susan Wise Bauer, is a children's narrative history book that introduces the ancient world through a clear chronological story. Written for elementary age readers and often used in homeschool and classical education settings, it covers major civilizations and events from the earliest nomads through the fall of the Roman Empire. Rather than presenting history as a list of dates and disconnected facts, Bauer frames the past as an unfolding human story, moving across regions such as Egypt, Mesopotamia, India, China, Greece, Africa, and Rome. The book is designed to be read aloud or read independently, making it flexible for families and classrooms. Its purpose is not to provide an advanced scholarly account, but to give children a broad, memorable foundation in world history. By combining accessible language, global coverage, and a strong sense of sequence, it helps young readers understand how ancient peoples lived, ruled, traded, worshipped, and influenced one another across time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, history presented as a continuous story, one of the most important features of this book is its narrative method. Susan Wise Bauer presents ancient history as a connected story instead of a textbook outline. This approach helps children see that events do not happen in isolation. Kingdoms rise, cultures interact, empires expand, and ideas travel over time. For younger readers, this matters because a story structure is easier to follow and remember than a dense presentation of facts. The book moves from early human communities to the great civilizations of the ancient world in a sequence that encourages understanding rather than memorization alone. Children can grasp that Egypt, Mesopotamia, China, Greece, and Rome are part of a broader human past, not separate units with no relationship to one another. The storytelling style also gives the material warmth and momentum, making it more inviting for read-aloud use. Bauer is known for writing history in a way that feels lively without abandoning the real outline of events. This makes the volume especially effective as an introduction. It gives children a mental map of the ancient world, which can later support deeper study, more detailed timelines, and more advanced historical reading. Secondly, a broad world history for young readers. Another major strength of the book is its global scope. Many introductory history books for children focus mainly on Greece and Rome, or on a narrow Western sequence. This volume takes a wider approach by including material from multiple regions and cultures across the ancient world. Children encounter not only familiar topics such as pyramids, pharaohs, Greek myths, and Roman rulers, but also stories connected to Asia, Africa, and the Near East. This broad coverage helps reinforce the idea that world history is larger than any one civilization. It also gives young readers an early sense that human societies developed in many places at once, often in very different ways. Bauer does not treat every civilization with equal depth, since the book is designed as an introductory survey, but the range itself is educationally important. It helps children begin to compare customs, governments, beliefs, and achievements across cultures. In practice, this can make history feel more inclusive and more realistic. Ancient peoples were connected by trade, conflict, migration, and shared inventions. By presenting varied cultures in one volume, the book encourages curiosity about the wider world and lays a foundation for later historical study that is less narrow and more interconnected. Thirdly, chronology is a tool for understanding. The chronological organization of ancient times is central to how it teaches. Bauer guides readers from early nomadic life through the development of cities, kingdoms, and empires, ending with the decline of Rome. For children, chronology is not just a matter of dates. It is a way of understanding cause, sequence, and change. When history is presented in order, readers can see how one society influences another and how political or cultural developments unfold over time. This is especially useful in a world history survey, where students are trying to understand many civilizations at once. The structure allows children to recognize patterns, such as the growth of political power, the importance of trade routes, and the repeated emergence of leaders, armies, laws, and belief systems. Bauer's method supports the classical education idea that children first need a strong historical framework before they move into more advanced analysis. A young reader may not retain every detail, but they can remember the broad order of ancient events and cultures. That framework becomes valuable later, whether the child studies literature, religion, geography, or more specialized history. In this sense, the book is not merely informative. It actively builds the mental scaffolding that makes future learning more coherent. Fourthly, accessible language without losing historical substance. A defining quality of the book is its balance between readability and content. Bauer writes in simple, engaging prose that younger readers can follow, yet the material still introduces real historical people, places, and developments. This balance is one reason the series has remained popular with families and educators. History for children often falls into one of two extremes. It becomes either dry and overly academic, or so simplified that it loses meaningful substance. Ancient Times avoids both problems better than many similar books. It gives readers a genuine introduction to ancient civilizations while keeping the language approachable. The result is a text that can hold a child's attention while still teaching essential concepts about society, leadership, warfare, religion, and cultural exchange. The style is particularly effective for read-aloud sessions, where rhythm and clarity matter. It also supports independent reading for children who are ready to engage with history on their own. Importantly, the book does not pretend to be a complete scholarly treatment of the ancient world. Its aim is foundational understanding. That clarity of purpose strengthens the book. It invites children into history rather than overwhelming them. And it gives parents and teachers a usable core text that can stand alone or be expanded with maps, activities, and outside reading. Lastly, a flexible resource for homeschool and classroom use. The book stands out not only as a text, but as part of a wider educational approach. It is frequently used in homeschool settings, especially within classical education, because it works well as a read-aloud spine and supports a range of ages. Families can read a chapter together, discuss it, and then extend the lesson with map work, narration, timelines, crafts, or related biographies. This flexibility is one of the book's practical strengths. It can function as a simple introduction for younger children, or as the center of a richer unit study when paired with activity books and other materials. Teachers and parents also value the fact that the tone is inviting rather than formal, which helps maintain interest across long periods of use. Because it is structured in short, manageable sections, it fits well into regular lesson routines. The existence of companion resources, including activity materials and audiobooks, makes it easier to adapt the book for different learning styles. At the same time, the main text remains useful on its own. This combination of accessibility, structure, and support materials helps explain why the volume is widely recommended. It is not just a book about ancient history. It is a practical teaching tool that helps adults guide children into a lasting relationship with the subject. In conclusion, Story of the World, Vol. 1 Ancient Times is best suited for elementary-age children, homeschooling families, classroom teachers, and parents who want an engaging first encounter with world history. It is especially valuable for readers who believe children learn best through narrative, repetition, and clear historical sequence rather than through memorized fragments. The book offers practical benefits by making ancient history understandable, memorable, and enjoyable. Children gain a broad framework of early civilizations, while adults gain a dependable structure for discussion, read-aloud time, and cross-curricular activities. Intellectually, the book encourages young readers to think of history as a connected human story shaped by geography, leadership, belief, conflict, and exchange. What makes it stand out in its category is its successful blend of strong chronology, global reach, and child-friendly storytelling. Many books for this age group are either too shallow, too narrow, or too dry. Bauer manages to create an introduction that is substantial enough to matter and accessible enough to inspire curiosity. For families and educators seeking a history resource that opens the door rather than closing it with too much detail, this volume remains one of the most effective and widely appreciated starting points available. If you would like to support Susan Wise Bauer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.